Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach, a master energetic intuitive. And for over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today, I'm going to shine some light on the invisible part of us called our energy. And for us to master any conflict related to it, we need to understand how our energy impacts our whole being. In my other shows, I've talked about our different bodies. The energy body is different from those other bodies in that it's the vehicle through which all our bodies communicate. Everything and anything influences our energy, and there's a natural way it flows. It's made up of very intelligent waves of energy. It's energy first, and then becomes physical. Before we became a physical body, we were first a pattern of energy that determined what we think, what we feel, and what our body is. Cool, hey? There are underlying energetic signature patterns that form our energy and control the direction of our lives. We have an energetic life force that gives us energy for everything we need to exist in this life. Energetic waves are always in motion and are influenced by all other energies in the universe and beyond. And it helps us to be aware of how we feel and how others influence our energy. Everything has an energetic component to it. When the natural flow is disrupted or blocked, unrest surfaces inside and outside of us. Our energy levels change and we experience different kinds of challenges with any one of our other bodies. Inwardly, we tend to feel overly tired or struggle to keep awake in our waking hours, and we even feel heavier, like we're dragging ourselves along. Outwardly, we experience struggle and conflict in relationships. Our energy body vibrates and communicates for all our bodies, whether we want it to or not. Now think of your relationship with your own energy. Do you ever catch yourself using words like not having enough energy to do things or wishing you had more energy to get moving? Maybe you're aware you feel sluggish, like you're finding it hard to get motivated and that you're energized or full of life. Being aware of how we energetically feel helps us to determine how those feelings influence every part of us, like with our other bodies. For example, when our energy is low, our thinking isn't so clear and we become more emotional. We're more than just a physical body. We also have an energy body which, like our thoughts and emotions, normally can't be seen. We can't reach out and hold on to it, and yet energy is everywhere. Since our energy is changing all the time, one of the easiest ways to grasp this concept of the energy body is to recognize the elements of movement and change. So consider this. With anything, we have a beginning or a starting point, and from there we experience movement. Change takes place through the process of moving. So for example, first thing in the morning we feel great and head off to work. Within a couple of hours we start a conversation with a coworker. The discussion leads to a disagreement, and now we feel frustrated and annoyed. For the rest of the day, we can't stop thinking about that conversation, find it hard to stay focused, and leave work feeling drained and tired. Now, the conversation with the coworker was the starting point, and we experienced movement through the discussion. At the point when the disagreement surfaced, a change took place in our thinking and feelings. Change also surfaced in our physical and energy bodies as the day progressed forward. Now, I want you to recognize how this is a real-life example of this concept in motion. There's a beginning, there's movement, and then changes take place. Changes just don't happen in place with one of our bodies. All bodies communicate at one time, expressing what's taking place at that moment. And even though it's not possible to pay attention to every single change in and around us, there's some changes worth noting. Those changes include times when we lose energy to the point we feel tired, drained, or exhausted. There's a reason our energy levels are affected, and that's a great time for us to pay attention to what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. The energy body is something that exists beyond the mind. Everything exists as a form of energetic vibrations. Whatever we're feeling is expressed through those vibrations. We feel peaceful or upset, and those feelings are felt and communicated through vibrations. We feel another person's energetic vibrations if we're standing beside them or if they're across the world from us. Now, to fully understand what influences those vibrations isn't something we do mentally. It's not possible to logically understand the reasons for changes in energy levels or why we experience different things. The mind can't possibly know how every vibration has an influence on what we are or aren't experiencing. Now, I want to bring this to your conscious mind. Our energy is made up of waves and vibrations which are always in motion. Our energy remains in motion even when we're not moving. We can be sitting still and experience feeling aches and pains for no logical reason. And this is a fact. Our thoughts, emotions, and physical body continually vibrate as energy. We think about things like love, and that energy is in motion causing us to feel vibrations of what love is for us. Those vibrations continue to be in motion and impact everything and anything in and around us, including our physical body. Vibrations surface or register as sensations that continually move or appear in the same locations of our body and will or will not feel the same. For example, we feel sensations of heat one time and feel sensations of pain another time. We experience those kinds of waves, vibrations, or sensations in motion for two reasons. One, when we move towards and into our unrest, or two, when we come out of the unrest, moving towards healing and resolution. And that's often referred to as pain and recovery. Any changes we make are instant within the energetic field where all things are possible. And these include changes like the way we think about something or how we feel about another person. These include changes related to healing or even miracles. The energetic field is the place where all things are possible. It's a fact that as these waves or vibrations change, we experience instant changes in our thoughts, feelings, and even feel different sensations throughout the physical body. And I'll also add, vibrational changes in our energy take place immediately. And I mean immediately. and all our bodies begin to self-correct based on the changes. I've been blessed with the gift to be able to read energetic fields and can access the information of what's being expressed verbally and non-verbally. It's because of this gift that I've learned so many things about our energy in relation to our physical body and the things around us. I work with energetic clearing in my profession and have experienced this concept time and time again with clients and within myself. Now let me go one step further. Changes that take place with the physical body are different. Any physical ailments that manifest in the physical body take longer to heal, change, or correct. Why? It's more difficult and time-consuming because the energetic vibrations have already manifested in a physically dense form and now have to change from that form. For example, we're upset and have unrest about something happening at home. We worry so much that it eats away at us, causing us to have pains in our stomach. We continue to put our attention on the worry and get to the point where we now have a stomach ulcer. The ulcer has manifested physically and now takes time to physically heal. This is very different from healing things on an energetic level, and it's important to hear this. Using the same example, if we were to heal and resolve the unrest when we first started to get upset about what was happening at home, the sensations in the stomach area would not have become physical. Energetically, we take care of the worry and upset that was expressing itself in the stomach area, leaving the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies to right themselves. It's easier and quicker to make the changes in our energetic field before the physical form has manifested. You see, the mind can't rationalize how any of that is possible, which is why communication is something beyond the mind. And if I could also include why unexplained healing and miracles are beyond the mind. For that reason, I've taken time to introduce you to the other bodies and how they express themselves through our energetic vibrations. Knowing this helps us to understand some of the many changes we experience with our energy levels. For example, going from feeling happy to all of a sudden feeling horrible. Thinking, that's the mental body, causes us to feel. That's the emotional body where we go from happy to horrible. That impacts our energy levels. Or here's another example, where we have pain and all of a sudden the pain disappears. Now this really happens. Having pain, which was expressing itself as vibrational sensations in the physical body, to being in a position where the pain disappears. The pain type vibrations cleared from our energy field. Now I want to continue to show you something else here. We can have what feels like pain in our knee, and the pain isn't in our knee. And this applies to any random aches and pains in any part of our body. And just so you know, there are many of these. Why? Energetically, pain-type vibrations surface in different parts of our bodies to get our attention. It's like the physical body saying, hey, pay attention to this area. I'm helping you to see that pain is vibrating here because of whatever you're thinking about right now. Red flag, to work with our thoughts and feelings impacts what does or manifests in the physical body. Moving on, Energy is a source of power, and today I'm going to compare our energy to the main breaker box in an average home. The breaker box supplies the energy or electricity throughout the house to electrical outlets or plug-ins. We use plug-ins to give electrical power to things like lighting and appliances. There's three reasons why we lose power. The wiring is faulty and needs to be updated. We turn off the breaker box, or a circuit is overloaded, causing the breaker to automatically shut down. This disrupts or blocks the power from getting to the outlets. If we want to restore that source of power, we update the wiring, or we go back to the main breaker box to turn the power back on. And as long as there's an active power supply coming from outside the home, the breaker box is ready to distribute the electricity when it's turned on. Now, our energy is our source of power, or our breaker box. The fact that we're alive indicates we're receiving energy that is either flowing or blocked. We potentially control the distribution of that energy for all our bodies and all the different things we're involved in. Energetically, we're plugged into all kinds of things which in turn potentially cause us to overload our energetic circuits. And these can be different charities we volunteer with, sports activities for the kids, overtime at work. We might be feeling good about all the things we're plugged into, and then one day experience a major change in a close relationship, and now our circuits are overloaded. We give energy in many ways, such as in relationships, like when our children want help with their homework. Our friend is going through a rough time and needs to talk with us, or when assisting another coworker. Going a little further, we even give energy to our troublesome thoughts and emotions. Have you ever thought about that one? Our thoughts act like wiring for our source of power or our energy body. And each new thought influences how we feel and offers us the potential to change or update our wiring. When we're aware of what we're thinking, we have the potential to rewire our energy field so it vibrates and attracts the things we want and need in our lives. In the process of rewiring, our energetic vibrations reflect the changes, attract more of that outcome, and all of our other bodies respond accordingly. This is important to hear. Initially, rewiring might not eliminate problems, but it does create a change in how things start to unfold in our lives. Changes like these happen on a vibrational level and manifest in ways we least expect. Our energy continually vibrates, and there'll be times when we're attracting situations that appear to be unpleasant, and times when it feels like everything has been aligned perfectly for us. This is why we'll be in a position of feeling love towards someone one day, and we might not feel the same love the next day. Many things consume our energy, and depending on what's happening in our lives, our energy is flowing or potentially blocked. Our energy flows with a steady current of electricity, or we experience a block, making movement and flow more difficult. Blocks are felt in our vibration and are impeding the flow in our energetic field, creating a potential problem area. We will or will not be aware of the blocks, and they're expressed through any one of our bodies. Energetic blocks, potential problem areas, they express themselves like this. Mentally, negative, troublesome thoughts. Emotionally, negative, conflicting feelings. Spiritually, major upsets in different areas of our lives. and physically, aches, pains, tightness, cramping, and more? Can you see how so-called blocks in our energy express themselves through our other bodies? And the thing that I love most about that is when we heal and resolve whatever is causing the block, our energetic field clears and all our other bodies self-correct accordingly. Now let me say that a different way. The block disappears and our thinking, feeling, and physical body move towards healing. Our flow of energy is influenced by life experiences which cause it to be potentially blocked or disrupted for two reasons. The first one, we overextend ourselves without replenishing our energy, and I know we've all done this at one time or another. We do things like overcommitting and giving too much of our time and energy, giving, without replenishing our energy. The second reason, we react due to some kind of conflict or unrest inside. Blocks show up for many different reasons and can last for any length of time. And it's not uncommon to feel mentally, emotionally, spiritually, or energetically exhausted. And those register as a feeling of exhaustion in our physical body. I experienced that just this week. I started out my day feeling good and got to a place where I really struggled with my writing. It was like I had no words for this radio show or for people I was talking with. And by noon, I was so tired. It was like I was hit with a ton of bricks. I felt like I was literally dragging myself along. Doesn't feel good. Knowing that, let me now ask you, do you think I was physically tired or energetically drained? Let's talk about that. Think of a difficult time in your life where you were struggling. You felt unusually tired where caffeine couldn't keep you awake, and it didn't matter how much sleep you got or what you changed in your diet, you still felt tired. Were you physically tired or energetically drained? Even though being tired and feeling drained physically feel the same in our body, both surface based on what we're experiencing and how we're relating to life at the time. There's a noticeable difference between the two. We feel physically tired because we've had a fulfilling day and now it's time to sleep. Or we did a lot of physical movement with our body and now we're tired. Different things make us tired, like a strenuous workout at the gym or being outside in the hot sun doing a lot of yard work. There's another way we feel tired, even though we haven't physically done much to warrant a tired feeling. Maybe we're bored at work or just tired of doing the same tasks over and over. By the end of the workday, we feel tired. That's an example of a time when we're energetically drained. It's not uncommon to physically feel tired where it seems like no matter what we do, we just can't pick up our energy. Have you ever experienced that? This is an example of what it feels like to lose our energy, causing us to feel drained, and it happens more on an energetic level. A drained feeling registers as heavy, sluggish energy, and, well, that or having no energy at all. Our body appears to be tired, but the tiredness comes from feeling drained energetically. And changes in our levels of energy happen any time, day or night. We feel drained in times of difficulty, when we're struggling, or in some kind of crisis. We also feel drained when we appear to be resisting change and feeling blocked, stuck, or restricted in some way. Now, going back to my example, that's what it was for me. I was feeling stuck and was absolutely blocked and drained. I was aware I hadn't done anything to feel tired. Well, nothing that I was aware of anyway. And when I realized something was draining my energy, I started to check inside myself. What was I thinking about? What was I experiencing at the time? I thought about how I struggled with finding words for my emails and for this show, and the light bulb came on. What was energetically blocking me? I did what I needed to do, asked for blessings, and talked with my divine. And I woke up the next morning almost flying out of bed with words and more words. I felt energized and ready for my day. And yes, my mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies had changed for the better, and I felt great. Now, this is real life stuff. Even though they appear to feel the same, feeling tired or feeling drained, they are very different. We can sleep when we're tired and then feel rested. But when energetically drained, sleeping doesn't help us to feel rested. Why? Because we need to find the source of the drain, which involves becoming aware of what we're currently experiencing for us to replenish our energy levels. For example, we have an interview on Monday for a job we've been waiting for quite a while. We sent in our resume, but the company hasn't replied back that they received it. And it's Friday afternoon, and we try calling them, but nobody answers the phone. Talk about stress. All we can think about is whether or not we still have that interview on Monday. Do you think we'll be sleeping restfully knowing all of that is happening? We feel stressed. We have unrest, and chances are, no matter how hard we try to sleep restfully, it's probably not going to happen. Now, that's an example of how we can feel drained based on what's happening in our professional lives. We also have stress in our personal lives as well. Oh, I have so much more I could share with you, but I'm running out of time, so I'll close by saying, our energy is communicating all the time, and it's totally possible for us to learn and understand what that communication is. You don't need to have a university degree to get this. Learning that communication gives us a valuable tool that we take with us everywhere we go, giving life a whole new kind of experience. In the show, I focused on talking about things related to our energetic body. And going forward, you'll want to hear about a different form of communication. Yes, next week's show is focused on the communication both inside and outside of us. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.